As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was absolutely pathetic. Embarrassing, awful, disgusting. Pick your adjective that you want to use to describe that basketball game. See Sparky Fiber with you along with Mitch Thunder Nellis co-hosting today as the Bucks lose 117-98. To the Indiana Pacers, game one in the books. Thank God. This thing was done a good half hour to 45 minutes ago. We didn't even need to watch that fourth quarter. I know they got to within a dozen. We all got excited. To be honest, with about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, if you saw my Twitter account at Sparky Radio, you saw me say, just get Giannis out of there. There's no reason to play him and possibly risk injury considering the guy can't stay healthy in the playoffs to begin with. They continued to play him, and they were still playing him with under 2 minutes to go in the basketball game all the way out when the game was clearly over. That is something I'll never understand. I mean, he already had his points. He already put up a bunch of points. He already put up a bunch of rebounds, did everything he had to do. There was just absolutely no reason to have him still out there in that basketball game. 14 of 23 from Giannis, 36 points, a dozen rebounds for Giannis. Outside of him, the other three players could get double digits. All off the bench. Gary Trent Jr. with 14, a dozen for Kevin Porter Jr., and A.J. Green with 15. Not a single other player in the starting lineup got double figures. In fact, two players in the starting lineup had zeros in the game, Kuzma and Taurean Prince. I don't think I can tell you the last time I can remember watching a regular season Bucks game, nonetheless a postseason Bucks game, where two starters of the starting five that were not hurt did not score in an entire basketball game on the same night.
You tell me,
Mitch Nellis, you've got season tickets. How many times have you seen it?
No, never. I mean, notwithstanding an injury, I think we got to put the Sparky research department on this one. Somebody out there has got to do that research. The last time in a playoff game, two starters went scoreless. I mean, I can't even fathom that's a fact that we're discussing out loud today. Like, that is absurd.
Yes, absolutely. It should not be a thing. And Kyle Kuzma has a lot of detractors, me for one, and he obviously didn't do anything today as well. He's one of them that didn't score. 5 shots, missed all of them, 22 minutes played, not a single rebound or assist to go along with it.
Like, what?
He didn't put up anything today. And this is the guy that was supposed to be the difference maker that you got in that Chris Middleton trade. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you Chris Middleton's defense would have changed the game, because the defense was the major problem in this game besides the 3-point shooting. But having said that, he definitely would have provided more offensively than what Kuzma did today for certain, Mitch Nellis.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfathomable that Kyle Kuzma can show up to this game, play 22 minutes, go 0 for 5, miss both his threes. He did get to the line once, goes 0 for 2 from the line, but no other stats. Not one rebound, not one assist, not one steal, not one block, two fouls. I guess that is a statistic. But the fact that he could be out there in a playoff game as a starter and not have any stats on the... Like I play Sunday mornings at the JCC, and we play games to 25, twos and threes, and I can't think of the last time we did that, and I didn't have one rebound. Like, what, you know, I mean, it breaks my brain that what happened to Kyle Kuzma today, and I don't know... I don't know that I would have benched him coming out in the second half. Actually, I probably would have. I know Bobby Portis didn't have a good game at all, but at least he was out there trying. His shot wasn't there, but he did get you 8 rebounds. But and Taurean Prince is another guy where I have argued all year long that Taurean Prince needs to start because when he plays off the bench, he totally gets lost. But playoff basketball amps up a level, right, of intensity. It
for
amps
sure.
up a level of you know, what you need to bring. And if he can't do anything except shoot an open three when his teammates get him an open three, that's not going to happen in the playoffs. I mean, I think even more than Kuzma, Prince might be done. Like, he might be done for the playoffs for this team if he can't contribute.
Well, I think that's definitely part of it, no question about it. Nicolay Love, Fan Talk and Text Line. If you want to come vent and get some stuff off your chest, like Mitch and I are going to do here, or going up until 4 o'clock, feel free to do so. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Your turn to vent. Get it off your chest here on a Saturday afternoon. And, you know, let yourself feel better. You'll feel better if you could just let it all out. I know a lot of you have been letting it all out on social media. I understand that. But we want to hear from you, too, here after the Bucks get embarrassed in Indiana today. 414-677-1250. You can also tweet at us or on Facebook at The Fan Milwaukee. That's also another way to get involved here. I will say this. Coming into this series, we said transition defense. That was going to be a key in this whole thing. Do not let them kill you in fast break points at the end of the day. The Milwaukee Bucks at halftime had 1 point in fast break points. They ended up with 5 and got outscored 22-5 on fast break points. They lost the game by 19 points. That is simply unacceptable. You knew they were going to try and run on you.
Yep.
Everybody in the league knows the
yep.
Pacers are going to try and run.
Yep.
And you couldn't do anything. Not only could you not do anything, they were getting to the rim untouched half the time in this game.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. And, you know, we talked to, I know you got, you did Eye on the Enemy this week. We did Eye on the Enemy this week on our weekday shows. And all we heard about was that even after made baskets, the Pacers like to get out. And no pun intended, they like to push the pace. They like to get out there and run and attack the basket. And they did that. And it helped that the Bucks couldn't make a three-pointer, so there's long rebounds that the Pacers could just go and run. But you know that's going to happen. And the way, especially in that second quarter, when everything just really just evaporated for the Bucks in the last 5 minutes, the lack of hustle, the lack of focus, the lack of attention to detail, and the lack of competitiveness. They didn't compete at the end of that second quarter.
Nope, they sure did not. And that's the other part of this, too. You know, you don't have Damian Lillard, but you feel like you're going to get Damian Lillard back here in game 2 or 3. So whether it's Tuesday night or whether it's when you come home on Friday night to take on the Pacers at Fiserv Forum, you're going to get him back. But in the meantime, tonight, you had to have a big scoring performance from somebody other than Giannis. And you simply didn't get it. Kevin Porter Jr. didn't give you that extra juice that you were looking for. Gary Trent got going a little bit, hitting shots, but couldn't keep that up either. That was a big factor on top of the offensively you couldn't stop anybody. Then in the first half, you couldn't hit a three to save your life. That also put you in a huge hole because you're one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league. So when you look at this game and you go, okay, what happens the rest of the series? Well, based on the law of averages, based on the history of what's happened this year, you should start hitting your threes, and that should work itself out to help your scoring. The issue I have is, if you're this bad defensively, what in the God's name is it going to look like when Damian Lillard steps back onto the floor and you ask him to try guard point of attack? Because me personally, I'd much rather watch Ryan Rollins guard the point of attack at this point than Damian Lillard as far as defensively goes. Now, I want Lillard's offense, clearly, but as far as playing defense, Lillard is not going to help the defensive effort. They have to figure out what the defensive adjustment is going to be kind of going forward here, Mitch.
So, Sparky, I think my question then to you is, and I know how I feel about this even after game one, and the thing to keep in mind, first of all, is that this is one game. This doesn't count as two games or three games, thank goodness. But the question I would then throw back to you is, how much do you trust Doc Rivers to figure out what having Damian Lillard in the lineup and sacrificing that defense for the offense he brings, what scheme, what plan, what focus does Doc Rivers have for this team if Damian Lillard is going to be a part of this moving forward, knowing how the Pacers play, knowing at the pace that they play, that they want to push the ball, that they're going to attack, and especially with those point guards and off guards that Dame's going to get switched onto, and they're going to attack him at every opportunity. What is Doc going to do to prevent just a debacle of Damian Lillard on the defensive end?
I think he's going to have to go small ball. I do. I think, and if that means Brook Lopez's minutes are sacrificed and Jericho Sims plays more, I think that's something that has to happen. But clearly, their best five is when Giannis is at the five and Bobby Portis is at the four, and then you're playing with three guards with those three guys, right? We saw it again tonight where when they finally
did make a run.
Yep. Right, it was Gary Trent, it was A.J. Green, it was Kevin Porter Jr., and those five have been the
with
ones
Giannis and
playing
Bobby.
They've been playing so well together for the last eight games when they're together, and I threw it out on Twitter, like, do you just start these five in game two if you don't have Lillard? Maybe these five just start, and Brooks not starting, and Kuzma's not starting, and Prince isn't starting, because like you said, Prince, I don't know where Prince is really helping you at this point, because he's not the most fastest guy in the whole wide world.
I think this
either.
Is a bad matchup for him, and I think when you get to the playoffs, and you're going to agree with this, you have to look at matchups even more than in a regular season game, and Prince, I don't know that Prince can be on the floor in this matchup.
But not this jumbo lineup that he's trying to put out there. Not doing it this way. I totally agree with you on that. All right, Nikolay Lov, Fat Talk, text line. Let's have you guys hop aboard here. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. KJ in West Allis, you're first up on the Milwaukee Basketball Postgame Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. What's going on, KJ?
Hey, Sparky. Thanks for taking my call. Very disappointed in that performance today. I'm just going to be very blunt and to the point. Kyle Kuzma was garbage, okay? Brook Lopez, that drop coverage they do with him is not going to work against them. They're too good in the paint, and they were too hot from outside. That's not going to work. Bobby Portis does not have the legs right now. I don't know if Damian Lillard's going to make any difference at this point, Sparky. He hasn't played in a month. I mean, he's not in basketball shape. I mean, so I don't know. You know, I was hoping that the Bucks could expose the Indiana defense, but clearly their defense is better than they were last year. You know, and when they're making shots like they were making today, I don't know where the Bucks can go. I really don't. I mean,
well,
Giannis.
This is the thing. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, Giannis was the only one that actually had any energy, and, you know, he's doing it all by himself. I mean, Taurean Prince takes one shot the whole game.
One.
Really?
Yep.
One shot.
Right, but KJ, he can't get a shot off. Taurean Prince can't get a shot off against the Pacers. It's the matchup. He needs his teammates to create an open shot for him. And when he's playing in that jumbo lineup and nobody needs to really help, you know, other teams double and triple Giannis, the Pacers don't really do that with Siakam and Turner. They play him one-on-one. They let Giannis get his, but they're not going to let other guys beat you. Prince can't get a shot off by himself.
Well, none of them can get a shot off because their defense is stifling, right? I mean, that defense that they played today none of them were getting really good looks. Only one I saw that was getting any good looks was A.J. Green. He was the that was hitting three-point shots and was getting good looks. Now, his interior game, he needs to work on that. But, I mean,
KJ, thanks for the call.
Else?
KJ, we got to roll.
Yep,
we got to roll, KJ.
Thanks
for the call. Appreciate it. Nicolay LaFette, talking text line. If you want to hop aboard, 414-677-1250. The Bucks get embarrassed in Indiana and lose 117-98. Time for you to vent. Time for you to get things off your chest like Mitch and I are, and kind of start talking about, okay, well, what's next? What kind of is going to be the fix for this basketball team to kind of get themselves righted so this is at least a competitive game Tuesday night against Indiana? We'll do that coming up next. It's the Milwaukee Basketball Postgame Show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky and Thunder here. Embarrassing, embarrassing, embarrassing. 117-98 Pacers over the Milwaukee Bucks. This is not how you wanted to start this series. Everybody's saying Bucks in six, Bucks in six, Bucks in six. Coming into this thing, thinking it was going to be like that. And it still might be. Maybe it will be Bucks in six. And my hope in all of this is this simply. I remember back to when they took on Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors. The Bucks won the first two games in Toronto, and I was like, man, they might just sweep this team, man. Here we go, NBA Finals for the Bucks, and Toronto won the next four.
They should have
got blown out.
Sparky, they should have swept that series. They should have won game three. Like I still can't believe they lost that game three.
Yep, so it's possible for the Bucks to get on a run here, win the next four, and still win this thing in five. Forget six. They might still win it in five. Who knows? But today was bad. It was bad on multiple levels, defensively, offensively, shooting the three. Let's go inside the box score. Sparky and Mitch Thunder Nellis with you. Tajon Prince, 20 minutes, one shot attempt, missed it. Two boards, three assists, 0 points. Giannis, 38 minutes, 14-23, 36 points, which, coincidentally enough, is the number he's averaged over the last 2 years against the Pacers and playing them, was 36 points and 12 rebounds. So right on his average against the Pacers to go along with one assist. Kyle Kuzma,
Hold on, Sparky, before you get to Kyle Kuzma, if you're talking Giannis, you have to add the five turnovers. He had one of the worst passing games I've seen in his career. I mean, he tried a number of interior passes where he was like, a guy had his hand out, Brooke had his hand out a couple times, and he passed it like to the other hand, like to the other team. There's some cleaning up of that needs to happen before game two.
So this is my thought, right? So they had 10 turnovers total today, 8 for the Pacers. I don't really get into the whole turnover game until we start getting to like 12 to 14, somewhere in that area. I mean, 8 to 10, and again, 5 from Giannis is a lot, and I totally understand that, but a lot of times with these superstar players, you're going to have probably 3 to 5 turnovers. I agree, though, he was sloppy today for sure.
There were a couple ugly ones that you don't normally see from him, I guess is what I'm saying.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yep, and how much will he be passing once Lillard gets back? How will his role change? That's the other question we don't have an answer to.
That's a great point.
Kuzma, 22 minutes, 0 of 5, 0 of 2 from 3. No boards, no assists, no points, a complete waste of 22 minutes of his time and our time. Brooke Lopez, 21 minutes, 3 of 6 from the floor, 0 of 2 from 3, 9 points, 4 boards. We'll talk more about him momentarily.
Yep.
Ryan Rollins, only 19 minutes, 2 of 8, 1 of 4 from 3, 2 boards, 3 assists, 5 points. Off the bench, 29 minutes for Kevin Porter Jr., 2 of 7, 5 boards, 5 assists, 12 points. A.J. Green, 27 minutes, 15 points on 5 of 13 shooting, 5 of 11 from 3, 3 boards and an assist. 14 points for Gary Trent Jr. in 27 minutes, 6 of 11, 2 of 7 from 3, a couple of boards, couple of assists from him. And the other main player, 25 minutes for Bobby Portis, 2 of 8, didn't hit a single 3, 0 for 4, 8 boards and 4 points. 41% from the floor for the Bucks, 51.9% for the Pacers. 3-point shooting, 38% for the Pacers, 13 of 34. Only 9 of 37, 24% for the Bucks. That cannot be a thing going forward in this series. Bucks get out rebounded 43-41, and they lose 117-98. Let's hear from you. If you want to get some stuff off of your chest, now is your time. Nicolay Law, Fan Talk and Text Line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Ahmed in Greendale, you're up next here on The Fan. What's up, Ahmed?
Hey, Sparky. I still have pretty good faith in the series if Doc is willing to make the obvious adjustments. So we have enough data out there now since the trade deadline. Giannis plus KPJ plus AJ Green plus Gary Trent. That four, when those four together share the floor, they have one of the best net ratings since the trade deadline. The starters are just, like, if you wanted to build a starting lineup around Giannis, this starting lineup is probably one of the worst starting lineups you could come up with, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
yep.
As long as you can get, like, KPJ up to 35 minutes, and to be honest with you, I would DNP Taurean Prince and Brook Lopez. Like Brook Lopez today isn't good enough. He's a matchup-dependent player now. He's not a automatic stardom. Like, if you remember Coach Bud back in the Nets series, what did he do
Bobby
after
Portis.
Game two? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He started DMPing Bobby Portis. I would start DMPing Brook Lopez right now.
So what's your starting
five? You
got to
get Giannis. You got to get Giannis with the bench unit as much minutes as possible. Like, that's
– Okay, Ahmed, stop.
Yep.
What is your starting five?
My starting five would be Giannis, KPJ, Gary Trent, Kuzma, and whoever. It could be Bobby Portis or Brook Lopez. But Brook Lopez...
You just said Brook Lopez is it's going to DNP.
Yeah, but I know Doc isn't going to do it, though. So that's the thing. But I wouldn't play him... If he plays 10 minutes or less, you can live with that, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's a real starting... Yeah.
All right, I got you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right, listen. Let's have this conversation. I don't disagree that Brook Lopez was not helping things out there today. I don't disagree. He looked slow. He was missing wide open shots and so forth. And I'm even willing to listen to cutting his minutes in favor of playing more small ball lineups. I'm fine with that, too. I'm even willing to accommodate those of you that love Jericho Sims. I don't understand it, but I know some of you do. So if y'all want to play Jericho Sims more, that's fine. My thing on all of this is when they're playing well, and this has been the thing for nine games now, it's when Giannis is playing the five. When he is the tallest and biggest guy on the floor and Bobby Portis is the four, that's when they're playing their best. That is the challenge that Doc Rivers has. Do you have the stones to start Giannis at the five and not start Brook Lopez? And do what he said, Ahmed said, which is, dude, I don't know if I'm going to play the rest of the series. I'm going to play Giannis and Sims at the five, and we're going to see how we do in game two with that. And if it doesn't work out, bring it back in game three. I don't mind rolling the dice and trying that at this point, Thunder.
I made a big deal in the first segment about matchups, and I'm very clear about Taurean Prince, and I don't think he can play on the floor in this series. I'm not as confident about Brook Lopez. I think Brook can see time in this series. In fact, there was a point during that second quarter and even at the beginning of the third quarter where I know Brook has become a three-point shooter. But I think when the offense is struggling, 43 points in the first half, I'd like to dump it down to Brook a couple times in the post, where if he's gonna cost you on the defensive end, I want to take advantage. I don't think Turner can hold him in the post. I don't think Siakam can hold him in the post. I don't know that that's where you want to go with Brook Lopez in a normal game, in a competitive game. Today, I would have liked to have seen that. I would have liked to have seen them dump the ball down to Brook a couple times in the post and see what they can do. And if they're not going to do that and he starts a game like this, then I think you don't play him again. You know, once he misses his first couple threes, yes, would I like to see him get open threes and knock a couple down and kind of mess with the Pacers defense? Absolutely. But if he's not going to be that guy and you're not going to use him in the post, then there's really no reason for him to be out there because he's not going to dominate on defense the way he did maybe 5 years ago with block shots and not rebounding. But as we know, what Brook Lopez has always been the best at is clearing guys out so that his teammates can rebound.
I asked earlier today on Twitter during the game and at the end of the fourth quarter about starting those five guys, kind of going into game two. If you don't have Lillard, then start those five guys, right? So we're talking about Porter Jr., Green, Trent, Bobby, and Giannis. On Twitter, some responses. Brett says, yes, this starting five has gotten us a five seed. We need to trust them. Maybe we'll only lose in seven. if we stick with them. Jason tweets at Sparky Radio and at the Fan Milwaukee, bring Kyle Kuzma off the bench. I ask you, Mitch Thunder Nellis, would you bring Kuzma off the bench, the guy that put up no stats today?
I wouldn't, because I think you need, and I like having Bobby and KPJ off the bench because I love that energy. And even if you moved KPJ into the starting lineup, even if he ended up replacing Prince and he was the guy, I still think you keep Kuzma and you keep Portis on the bench. I don't think that's a replacement, because I think you need Portis's energy off the bench. If you put both of them into the starting lineup, you are really depleting your bench, because Kuzma's not that type of guy. Right? Kuzma, I think, can succeed in a starting lineup with KPJ and with Giannis. He just can't succeed in this starting lineup because he and Prince are too similar. Like, they're a little too, you know, go with the flow, like, see how the game comes to them. You can't have two guys like that. You can have one guy like that. And so I would keep Kuzma in the starting lineup, especially if you're looking to move KPJ into the starting lineup for Prince.
Tavern Wisconsin Sports tweets at Sparky Radio and at the Fan Milwaukee, it shouldn't even be a discussion. It's been proven to be the best offensive lineup they've had all year, but it has to be a discussion because Doc is stubborn. This is the thing about Doc Rivers that we all know. He loves playing his veterans and loves sticking with those guys. The fact that he is willing to put the five out there that he puts out there at the end of the games, despite having Brook Lopez sitting on the bench, Kyle Kuzma, who you traded for, sitting on the bench, Torian Prince, who is your starter, sitting on the bench, and going that way tells me he might not be as stubborn as we all think playing those guys in the end-of-game situations. Again, today, same thing. He had those five guys out there for, what, the last 8 or 9 minutes of gameplay?
Yep.
There in the fourth quarter to see if they could get this thing back, and they got it back to 12, and then Giannis misses a shot around the rim,
well,
then
Giannis
Porter
misses
Jr. misses a shot.
They miss a couple threes. I mean, they had – there was from about – 5 minutes to 3 minutes left where that game stood at a 12-point game. Well, they hit a three there. They hit a couple shots there. All of a sudden, it's an 8-9-point game. Now the Pacers get tight. I mean, they were already getting tight because they didn't score for 2 minutes. If the Bucks would have just been able to take advantage there, and listen, sometimes, I mean, KPJ had a little bunny that hit the entire rim.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
And rolled out. That rolls in. Who knows what happens? The Bucks probably don't end up winning, but they sure make it a lot closer. And then it went the other way. But that was, you're right. That was the lineup, Sparky.
Pacers over the Bucks, 117-98. It's the Milwaukee Basketball Post Game Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Mitch Thunder Nellis with you as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Nilekalev Law Fan Talk and text line. Time for you to vent. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Trail Northside, you're next on the fan. What's up, Trail?
Hey, what's going on with you, gentlemen? How you doing?
How are you feeling right now, Trell?
I'm fine. I don't overreact to game ones of playoffs anymore. That was when we first started making it back into the playoffs. But, I'm not happy with the loss, but I just want people to settle down. I don't think it's not a bad thing that Indiana won the first game at home without Dame Lillard. I mean, I was hoping that maybe we could change. I mean, still a game, but I mean, I knew it was.
But Trell, you didn't think they were to get blown out without Dame, did you?
I didn't think it blown out, but in the playoffs, Mark, a blowout or a 1-point loss is a loss. It's just about getting to four. So this is my thing. I think that the most important thing out of this game, yes, there were guys who didn't play well. Yes, Brook Lopez played pretty soft. He's letting the little guy just push him around early, and they were getting easy baskets. I've seen that. I didn't like that. I don't think you make any rash decisions going into game two. You just play playoff basketball, and things should change how they're supposed to. Of course, the coaches have to game plan a little bit better on some things. But I think the most important thing out of this game was that back and forth between Dame Lillard and Tyrese Haliburton. They got Dame a technical. I think Indiana's asking for the Damian Lillard that we need. We need to see that guy that was in Portland. That was on edge a little bit, going back and forth, John. Because Dame has been a little bit too mild-mannered for my liking, and allowing Tyrese Haliburton to really, do that little crap that he does that I don't like. So hopefully that'd be enough to like what he needs to get him going when he gets back. And I think the Bucks will be fine. If we can steal the next game, the ball's in our court coming back home. So we'll see what happens.
Patrell, the transition defense. How does the transition defense change? Because it was brutal. Guys were going to the rim between Bucks players. It was like they were parting the Red Sea for these guys.
Easy, Sparky. Make shots. It's easy. Giannis was the only
offensive factor. Oh, so don't let them get out and run is what you're saying.
Yeah, but Bucks can make shots. You don't have to worry about transition as much. I mean, Giannis was pretty much the only offensive force. He allowed I think he allowed that counting stuff to get back in his head this game that hasn't happened for a while. He has to settle himself down a little bit because the fans were doing that counting. I think he was rushing his free throws and coming up, too hard a lot of times. So I just think we all have to settle down, let the series play out. Game two, let's see what happens. I'm hoping we can steal game two because I think it's going to put immense pressure on the Pacers going back into Milwaukee, happen to get a game, because if they lose both of Milwaukee, the series is almost over. So that's it. I'm hoping on game two and see what happens. And if we don't win, I mean, everybody can come back and say that, and then we can just regroup going back home. which is how a playoff series usually are. But
that's right.
I'm hoping for a big win game two.
Terrell, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And this is the thing, right? They always say in a playoff series, like Terrell says, you know, playoff series doesn't start till somebody wins on the road. That's really when you have that conversation. From a Bucks standpoint now, Dame Lillard is sitting there on the bench, you know, jawing a little bit at the end of the game with the Pacers and Halliburton and all that, and that's fine. My thing is, we don't need to rush Dame Lillard back for game two Dame Lillard needs to get his stamina up or whatever he needs. Let's not overreact and freak out, and then he goes out there and, you know, is gassed in the first quarter and can't provide much more after that. They just have to play this as safe as possible, I think, with Lillard and not overreact to losing game one the way they did, Mitch.
Amen. Completely agree, Sparky. I think, you know, it's easy to overreact to this game. It's easy to see they scored 43 points in the first half. The offense did look better with the better lineup in the second half. And you can't just rush Dame back at 30 minutes a game in game two. You just can't do it. I don't know if his first game is a game off the bench. I don't know if it's a game where he starts, but he's on a minutes limit of 20 or 25. 25, I would think, is probably the max. But I don't think it makes sense for the Bucks to rush him back. Now, if he's fully cleared and he's ready to go in game two and they want to get him up there for 20 minutes and they want to see if he can knock down a couple shots and be Dame and get to the hoop and get to the line, I think that's fine. If he's fully ready to go, but he's got to be ready to go. It can't be like, you can't be doing experiments at this point in the playoffs. You know the lineup that's going to get you where you need to get to. You just got to be willing to play that lineup.
Pacers over the Bucks, 117-98. Milwaukee basketball postgame show powered up by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer along with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Take a quick timeout. Come back on the other side. Continue to talk about what adjustments would you make for this Bucks team going into game two. If you want to vent, if you're angry, if you're frustrated, you want to get some stuff off your chest like other callers have, you could do that as well. Nicolay Law, Fan Talker, text line 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Plus, also want to hear from Doc Rivers coming up before we get out of here at 4 o'clock as well. And I want to know from Thunder, how much faith do you really have in Doc Rivers making in-game adjustments in a playoff series at this point as a Bucks fan? We'll discuss all of that coming up next here on The Fan.
Who is the player of the game? Who stood out? Let's find out who the MVP of the game is next on the Milwaukee Basketball Postgame Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Ugly game one. Ugly, ugly, ugly as the Bucks lose to the Pacers 117-98. I guess the good news is a lot of people have a four-day weekend, right? Kids head off of school on Friday. Kids have off of school on Monday. Family, friends, good food.
Get the taste out of your mouth.
Going on.
Get the taste. Get the taste out of your mouth, right?
Yeah, like you, for instance. You're going to get done with this show, and then you're going to go home and watch WrestleMania tonight.
I'm going straight to WrestleMania. Night one is tonight. The main event, of course, the three-way match between CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins. And that's what's going to be, and I'm going to wipe this game just out of my mind and get ready for Tuesday.
Yeah, that's good. I'm taking my kids to the playground after this. So
there you go.
That'll be my way to try and get away from this ugly loss, 117-98. Player of the game, clearly Giannis, obviously, right? 36 points, 12 boards, 14 of 23 from the floor, 0 of 2 from three-point range, 38 minutes played for Giannis, and this highlight courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
To play the Pacers again in the build-up all week. It just hasn't been the flow or the chemistry here for the Bucks as Giannis tips it in. 23 points now for Giannis.
And now give, you know, Rick Carlisle and his coaching staff a lot of credit. I mean, they've come out and mucked the game up in terms of defensively and denying entry passes. And Bucks giving up a lot of...
With all due respect, and that is great.
But that is emblematic of the game, right? Like Giannis
What he said about Carlisle mucking the game up defensively.
I don't know if I
agree with that.
Yeah.
Their defensive players were simply more energetic, switching and doing what they were supposed to do. Bucks players were watching guys run by them on the defensive side of the floor, Mitch.
Sparky, I know you're a big Marcus guy, and I like Marcus the person. I often find myself at odds with what he's talking about on the air. Like,
really?
I think he misses a lot. I think he's kind of in his own world. And maybe it's because he's a former player and he sees things differently. But I do. I don't love his commentary. And I often find that, like, he covers for guys too much. He makes excuses for guys too much. And in this one, like, this is a great example. Carlisle didn't muck anything up. Carlisle did not muck. I mean, they just got outplayed. They got blown up the doors. They weren't ready to go. And, like, you know, I was watching the first half with Big Rumble, and they're down by 8 in the, you know, after the first quarter. And then with like 5 minutes left in the half, they're still only down 11. And I turned to her and I said, you know, KPJ had made a couple boneheaded hero ball plays, and Portis had missed shots he normally makes. I said, if they just make those shots, it's a 5-point game, and nobody's worried. Yep. Now they're down 11, they're down 13. We're a little worried because it didn't look good. And then they just got the doors blown off of them to end the second quarter. But they got the, that's what happened. I mean, they did not, and it was when they put the starters back in that it happened. It was like, you know, the bench mob wasn't doing great in that second quarter, but they kept it at least in range. Those five starters came back in for the last 4 or 5 minutes of the half, and the game ended. And it's just like, again, to your point that you asked me before we went to break, how much trust do we have in Doc to make in-game adjustments, and not just at halftime, but if you see something happening in the first half, sometimes you can't wait to halftime. He waited to halftime. He waited to put that lineup in toward the end of in the third quarter, then into the fourth quarter. Too late. Game was already over, man.
Yeah, game was already over by that point. And see, that's the thing with me with Doc Rivers is when we talk about Doc and what he is and who he is, and you know, you win a championship with the Boston Celtics, you get the ring, you have KG, you have Ray, you have Paul Pierce, you have Rondo, you've got that group, and it was magical, and it was a great run, and I think everybody thought they'd win more than one, and it never ended up happening. But then since then, kind of been living off of that run. And again, you know, Doc Rivers, nice dude, never heard anybody really say anything bad about Doc one way or the other. But when you look at his playoff track record of, you know, being up 3-1 in a series or 3-0 in a series or whatever, and then things fall apart. But if you go back and you look, a lot of times he's got players that are hurt in a series, not playing at full strength, whatever, and that's kind of worked against Doc Rivers in his career. I want to see what happens now because, again, Giannis himself has not been healthy very often in a playoff series as a member of the Milwaukee Bucks dating back to the championship year. We have not seen Giannis and Lillard healthy for a playoff series because they were both out against the Pacers last year.
Yep.
When we get Giannis and Lillard on the same floor together, I am hoping and praying to God that we do not see something similar to what we saw tonight. I am hoping and praying that if they do lose this series, at least it's going to be competitive with those two guys out there. Because you would think with Giannis and Lillard on the floor, that should be enough to get you through this series, man.
Question for you, Sparky, talking about Giannis and Lillard. Do you think there's any way that Kuzma psyched himself out of this game, amped himself up too much, knowing that Dame wasn't there, knowing that he just scored 22 in the first quarter in the last game against Detroit, trying to get his offensive juices going. Do you think there's any way he got in his head that he had to do too much and he...
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Psyched himself out and then like froze when the lights went on.
Yeah, I mean, good for him. He got 22 in a G League game at the end of the season.
Right.
Congratulations.
I agree.
I mean, with all due respect, he's just not that good of a
basketball player. That means no respect, by the way.
He's just not that good. Right. As far as, not from the aspect of, like, I could beat him or you could beat him,
no,
but from the aspect
as an NBA
of
player.
What they expect from him, he cannot provide. What John Horst and those guys thought they were getting, they're not getting at this point. He is a streaky player. He's always been a streaky player. Can he give you 30 on a given night at some point? Sure. He can probably do that at some point. Can he give you 20 every night? No, he cannot. Can he play high-level defense consistently all night? Probably not. He is as streaky as they come and as inconsistent as they come. Same thing. So from that aspect, you've got to pick where you want him to be. And if it's me, he's going to the bench. And the reason he's going to the bench is if and when he comes off the bench and if he's feeling it, great. We'll ride the hot hand and we'll play him. If he's not, you're going right back to the bench in about 5 minutes, and I'm not playing you with the rest of the night, and we'll continue to move on. The big selling point to me was about Kuzma. Well, Spark, he's better defensively than Chris Middleton. Middleton can't move. He's old. Okay, fine. I agree. Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. He's younger. He's more athletic. He's long. Yes. But has anybody seen him make a bunch of great defensive plays this year where you're like, wow, he really is better than Middleton defensively? And they, to me, there's not an outstanding trait that Kyle Kuzma has that justifies having that man on the floor 25 or 30 minutes a night. There's just not anything there to wrap your hands around unless he's on fire shooting the ball, which we've seen, what, once or twice since he's been in Milwaukee?
Total. That's it. And I think the thing that when he came to Milwaukee, we found out is he was not the shooter we thought he was. When he was with the Lakers and then when he went to Washington originally, there was a consensus around the league that like his shooting was going to take off and he was this elite shooter, and he's not a very good shooter. He's an okay shooter. He's an NBA shooter at times, I do wonder if playing with Giannis and Dame does take a little pressure off him. He can relax a little bit and just play his game instead of thinking he really has to go out there and make a difference because he knows he's playing with Taurean Prince who can't get his own shot. He knows he's playing with young Ryan Rollins. He knows he's playing with old Brook Lopez. So he's got to be Robin to Giannis's Batman when Dame's back out there, or if he's playing with KPJ and they play that lineup a little bit, or Bobby even, that there are other offensive options that are better out there, he might relax a little bit and let the game come to him.
I wouldn't trust him to be Batgirl at this point. Nonetheless, Robin, there's no chance. Like, I mean, you're giving him a lot of credit. You're acting like this is a mental thing and the pressure of the moment's getting to him and so forth. Dude, you were in Washington on a horrible with a horrible franchise, barely playing. And when you were playing, they were like, hey, man, the young guys got to get their shots. You go over there, stand in the corner, and if somebody wants to throw you the ball, they will. Otherwise, just go back down to the other side. That was the situation he was in. So you want out. I want to be the guy. I want to be the guy. Cool. So come be the guy. Now you're in your first playoff game with this team, and you don't show up. You score no points. You get no rebounds. You get zero assists out of this. That is insanity to me. That is, should not be a thing.
No, it shouldn't be. It's exactly right. And that's why I said this game, my head exploded for Kyle Kuzma. Like, I don't understand how you can stand on an NBA court. And I even said, again, I'm watching the game with my daughter, and 6 minutes into the game, I turned to her and I said, has Kyle Kuzma touched the ball yet? And so I don't know if it's the offense they were running. I don't know if it was different matchups. I don't know what it was. But, like, no one, his teammates weren't passing him the ball. He didn't even get a defensive rebound. I mean, he didn't get a rebound. He's 6'9 out there. What are you doing?
Exactly right. What are you doing? That is the question at the end. What are you really doing at the end of the day? All right, take a quick time out, come back. Still a chance for you to hop aboard, vent a little bit as we try to figure out what to do for game two. It's a Milwaukee basketball postgame show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer along with Mitch Thunder and Ellis as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky and Thunder here. Welcome back. It's Milwaukee Basketball Postgame Show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you along with the Mitch Thunder Nellis hanging out. Don't forget, after each and every game throughout the postseason, we will be right here doing this show. Might even be out and about. For some of these postgame shows throughout the postseason, but after every game, you make a switch right here to the fan.
Yeah, let's knock on wood on that one, Sparky, that this series goes long enough and or there's a next series. I have a feeling we won't be out after game four, though. Sunday night.
Game four, no. Game
Sunday
four
night,
will be
11 p.m.?
Yes. Yeah, no. Game four, yeah. Next Sunday night, 8:30 p.m. No, we'll be in the studio for that.
Where could we go on a Sunday night at 11 p.m.? Could we do a George Webb?
George Webb, a strip club. I don't know.
I was thinking that. I was going to let you say that. I wasn't going to make it. Like, what's open Sunday night at 11? 24-hour Walmart?
Do you remember still exist?
Do you remember Cub Foods? You remember Cub Foods?
I do, but I don't believe I ever went to one.
So there is a Cub Foods at Capitol Court, which is now Midtown or whatever they call it, you know, down 56 in Capitol. I remember in high school, me and my buddy we were jonesing for like a... He wanted a cherry pie. I wanted an apple pie. Nothing's open in the North Shore. I mean, we went to Nicolet. We live in Glendale. We drove at like 2 in the morning to Cub Foods at Capitol Court. And, you know, if you know, you know. And we bought a couple pies, and it was great. It was like a super funny. I think we listened to Hot 102. Remember Hot 102?
There you go.
Yeah, Hot 102.1 with the Frosty and JoJo.
Absolutely.
I'm old. I just
showing your age. What you're doing.
I really am.
Hey, letting you guys all vent right now after this Bucks embarrassing loss to the Indiana Pacers, 117-98. Giannis leads the way, 36-12. We're gonna hear from Doc Rivers momentarily here and let you get in. Got some tweets coming in. Jason says the effort on D is pathetic. Yep. No energy. This team has gone south since the holiday trade. Agree or disagree, Thunder?
On defense, sure. Overall, No, they've gone south because of injuries, not because of the Holiday trade. Yes, you trade Drew Holiday, you're going to get worse on defense. We all acknowledged that at the time. I'd still make that trade 100 times out of 100 times. You don't know what injuries are going to befall you. You can't plan for injuries. You didn't know Middleton's ankles were going to go berserk. You didn't know Dame was going to have his injury. You didn't know Giannis was going to have his injury in the playoffs last year. There's no way to plan for that. If they could have figured out a way that everybody was fully healthy last year, I still take my chances with last year's team. Like, I still want to see that team.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I would do the Dame Lillard trade 100 times out of 100 times as well. Now, did I think they wouldn't have a 50-win season in the next two seasons after they made that deal? No, I did not think that they would not be able to get 50 wins the next 2 years, but that's what it is. Earlier in the game, I had tweeted out, it was like 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. I tweeted out, I've seen enough. Get Giannis off the floor for the rest of the game. Do not risk injury. To which Matt tweets back at Sparky Radio. To me, it says, get him off the team, salvage what he has left, and trade him for as many picks as we can get. To which another person, Ron, tweets back at Matt and says, picks are worthless nowadays. Very few sure bets in the draft. They're all one and done or inexperienced. Matt responds, but without Giannis, we aren't attacking any talented free agents. Also tell that to the number one seed in Oklahoma City. Hell, that's how Boston got their team, too. Listen, I am not going to sit here and tell you they should trade Giannis this offseason. That's just not what I'm going to do.
Okay.
What I will say is this. They have a huge decision to make as an organization.
Yep.
As far as how do they go from what this is to whatever the next stage looks like. What does that look like? The Green Bay Packers were in salary cap hell, and Brian Gutekunst said, guys, I got no money, so we're going to have to play a bunch of young kids. And that's what they did on offense, and they ended up going and beating Dallas and getting a San Francisco. That's not how that year was supposed to play out, but it did. Then he got money and then added on to it this last offseason. They didn't go as far, and now they start to build. I'm telling you, the transition that the Bucks are going to make will not be nearly as pretty as the transition the Packers got to make between Rodgers and Love. Because between Giannis and whatever, it's going to be ugly, more than likely. But when do you get to that point, and how long does Giannis want to be a part of that transition? So the transition could begin this summer where you go, Dame Lillard, we're good. We're going to trade you. We're going to let Kevin Porter Jr. be our other guy with Giannis. And we got to figure out what the heck we're going to do with Kuzma, because don't need him back.
Right.
And try and trade him as well. And then
and
you
Brooke.
Try and rebuild a young core around Giannis. And hopefully in a couple of years, it works.
Well, and Brooke Lopez as well. Like if they're looking to trade these guys, you know, Brooke has another year left on his contract. I mean, Bobby too. Like, Bob, what's going on? You know, what do you... We heard all the rumors during this trade off during the trade deadline this year about, you know, were they finally looking to trade Bobby? And we all know, like, visit Milwaukee, right? We all know it's Bobby City. He's got the key to the city. He's the mayor. He's this, he's that. You know what, though? He's only Bobby Portis. Like, he's not untouchable. He should be a piece that you can use to get your team better if you need to. And I don't want the Bucks to be scared. I think they were scared to trade Connaughton last year, this year. I think they were scared to trade Portis last year, this year. And I think it has hurt the franchise. And I know these guys are great in the community, and that's great. But that doesn't necessarily translate to wins on the court.
I'm definitely not a Connaughton fan. He would have been gone 3 years ago if it would have been up to me. Having said that, let's hear from the Bucks head coach after this embarrassing loss today.
Let's hear what the coach has to say about today's game next on the Milwaukee Basketball Postgame Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We've seen it. We've worked on it. We just lost it. You know, that's on us. So, you know, I told our staff, like, you know, we got to have our guys prepared better for that. Now, we were off the bodies. You can see screaming before the play. We're already off the bodies. So we're in trouble before the play started. So, no, there was no thought, you know, because what if they do score and we, you know, so no.
And I guess just defensively, what was the hope there? Is it to be more physical in the backcourt with them?
Or? Yeah, there was no reason to switch, and we just did. He was open the whole play. you know. And so there was miscommunication there. I always think that's on me and on my staff, not on our guys. And we'll have to figure it out, because that's a play that should never happen.
In the same way, challenging that call.
Yeah, I turned. Listen, I got to trust my guys, and that's why we took so long, because we had a timeout, and I said, are we 100% sure? They were very sure he stepped out of bounds. I guess we were wrong, you know, and that can't happen. Like on challenges at the end of a game, you gotta know it. You gotta get it right, because give us 3 seconds to score, you know, down one. So those are two mistakes by us, and we lost the game because of it.
What presented a problem?
All right.
The Bucks get an embarrassing loss today for sure, and an ugly one at that, as they lose in Indiana against the Pacers. It's going to be interesting to see what the changes are. What is the decision that Doc Rivers makes? Does he end up going with the same starting lineup again, or does he change course and make some type of dramatic change to the starting lineup, Mitch?
Sparky, no, I was going to ask you first. I was going to throw it on you. If you had to predict Tuesday, right, 6 p.m., it's an early game on Tuesday night, right, 6 p.m. tip?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
All
yeah.
right. And you asked me first, so I guess I should. I was going to ask you, but I think he starts the same five. I think he does it one more time. I think he sees what happens. I think he's quicker to pull guys, quicker to mix and match Bobby and especially Porter Jr. and Trent Jr. and Green. I mean, all those guys. I think he's quicker to make changes if Taurean and if Kuzma and if Brook aren't coming with the right energy. But I think he starts the same five. What do you think?
Well, I think he has to make a change. I don't think he could start with Taurean Prince. I just don't. You have to make a decision what you're going to do here. And I understand Damian Lillard is coming back. And I might, and this is not great, because it goes against the final five that started. But you need somebody that can defend at some point here a lick one way or the other. I might start Ryan Rollins next to Damian Lillard and at least have one guy out there that can play a lick of defense at the guard position.
Well, you have to. If you decide to start Dame in game two, which I'm not sold on, but I'm not really against. Again, I think he's going to be on a minutes limit, so maybe you pair him with Giannis to get as much as you can out of that. But if you do, you need someone who can play that type of athletic defense. And I think we were... I don't want to say hopeful, but I guess hopeful that Taurean Prince could be that guy who could play defense against guards and forwards. Well, he can't. He can't play defense against guards. You can't just put Dame in for Ryan Rollins and hope that you can play defense against Ty and against the other guards for the Pacers. You can't do that. You have to have a small who can play D, and I think you're right. I think Rollins is the guy in that case.
Now, the other obvious thing that you have to figure out, we talked about it earlier in this show, is what to do with Brook Lopez. I mean, you mentioned earlier, let him go out there, jack a couple threes, see if he's feeling it or not. But what then is the role of Jericho Sims, and how much do you want to play Giannis on a small ball lineup where Giannis is the five? And furthermore, how much does Giannis even want to play as a right. small ball five? Everything I've heard,
no, he hates it.
This whole run of Giannis is he doesn't like playing small ball five.
No, he hates it.
That's very well may be true, but in order to get through this series, I think there might have to be more of that going forward, unless you trust Jericho Sims. But when you get Jericho Sims out there, you're essentially playing four on five. The dude can do nothing offensively other than dunk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, you know, what did he play tonight? He played 10 minutes. He had two fouls, two rebounds. He had a block. I don't think Jericho Sims sees, you know, I guess if Brook only played 21 minutes. So it's not like there are Brook minutes that Sims would take. I don't know that Sims plays that much in this series either. I actually think Bobby's your five and Giannis is your four. And you just roll with it, like and Brooks gets his 20 minutes. I do think you see if he can clear it out for rebounding for his teammates. I do think you see if he's hot from three early. But I also kind of like I said earlier, I want if their offense is struggling, I want Brook with a couple touches down low. I know he had a couple drives today as opposed to, you know, them getting him the ball down low. But if they're struggling on offense, feed him in the post because he is effective there. And for whatever reason, and that was Budenholzer, and that was Griffin, and now it's Doc. And I know he's old, and I know he's not as athletic or as effective down low as he was early in his career, but he's still effective. I still think there's a place for Brook Lopez for, and maybe it's 20 minutes. Maybe it's not 30 minutes like he played during the regular season, but I still think there's a place for him, and I don't really think there's a place for Jericho Sims unless you're getting so beat on the boards and so beat athletically that you need him to jump out of the gym athletically. But again, if you're playing him, he's got to be surrounded by Giannis and Trent Jr. and Porter Jr. and Green. Like, it's got to be four offensive players around him. You can't play Kuzma or Green on the court at the same time, or Rollins even, as the same time as Sims.
What cracks me up is I'm seeing Kevin Doc Rivers online talking about Kyle Kuzma. Can't score if he doesn't have the ball in his hands. I'm telling you right now, he thinks Kuzma can play. That is going to be a big, big mistake if we're making excuses for Kyle Kuzma. My question, my follow-up to Doc would have been,
okay, Doc, yeah, go ahead.
Would it be that the guys on that team don't trust him? Could that be the reason why he doesn't get the ball?
I think that's a great follow-up, Sparky. But I think as the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, who is starting Kyle Kuzma, who has seen him not be great, I don't think he's ever been great, but has seen him be at least a competent NBA player. He's not a number two guy on a team. He's probably not even a number three guy on a team, but he can be a competent four or five. He can be your competent, you know, kind of role player. We've seen him be that guy. We've never seen him be this awful. And to think that could happen again, listen, if it happens again, shame on all of us. Shame on Doc, shame on Giannis, shame on Kuzma, shame on all of us. But I don't think that this is, I don't think that Doc Rivers can even comprehend that Kuzma could have another game like this again, unless his teammates just don't pass him the ball. And if he never gets the ball.
It wasn't even that he just didn't score. He didn't have a rebound, an assist. The man didn't register a stat in the box score.
The rebounding part, again, that's the one that jumps out to me. You can't score and you can't get an assist if you never get the ball. And so I don't know.
No.
But I also don't know, is there something bigger going on? Like, I want to ask Giannis, hey, Giannis, did you guys freeze him out today? Or, like, was something going on? Is there something bigger that we need to know about Kyle Kuzma?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, I've seen enough. I don't need to see any more to know that I don't want to play Kyle Kuzma going forward. That, to me, I'm playing my guess, but I don't think I would be starting up with it. He's coming off the bench at this point, and then we'll figure it out after that. Brook Lopez, same type of situation. I like the five they played at the end. Back in game two, obviously, but if they're going to run with Indiana, and that's going to be the plan, then they're going to have to play. Oh, for sure. All right, that'll wrap it up for today's Hockey Basketball Game Show. Come on the losing end tonight, 117-98. It was ugly. Torrey first Kyle Kuzma, don't score a single line for the third line for 28 minutes, respectively. Former transition defense was awful. They didn't shoot the 3-point ball either.
Hey, Sparky, I'm going to jump in here real quick. You're a little bit sharpy. I don't know if it's the 4 o'clock hour and it's just the gremlins in the system that are unhappy. I don't know if Kyle Kuzma's venting at all of us and if that's what's going on right now. But you're a little bit choppy. I'm gonna jump in here real quick. It's the Bucks postgame show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky's going to be back here Tuesday evening. Sparky, if you're still there, let's see if I can throw you back up real quick.
I'm still here, Mitch.
Okay, all right.
Good?
It sounds a little bit better, yep.
17-98, as Mitch said, back here Tuesday night. And hopefully things will be better. Tonight, 5 o'clock, the leadoff show powered by the Power One Sports Network with Tommy Wirtz getting ready for Brewers and Athletics. My thanks to Mitch Thunder Nellis, Jack Pembroke for producing. Enjoy the rest of your night. Have a good Easter tomorrow. All three shows back at it again on Monday. Have a good one, folks. Toodles!
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.